afternoon is on making godly choices. You know, most of the things that happen is because of our desires and the wrong choices we end up making. We think it looks good. It looks attractive. It is the in thing. It is the right thing. But we do not know what the future holds for us and how it will affect our lives going forward. You would have already seen many places, many things that are happening, especially during this last few months, how difficult the situation has been for all of us. Okay, it's all of us, including me. But the one thing that strengthens us today, you know, is because God is with us. He's leading us. When you are in the service of the Lord, He takes care of everything. So you need not be worried. And this afternoon, I speak to you on this topic called as making godly choices. God, as I said yesterday, our God is a God of free will. He has given freedom to all mankind. You can do what you like. He has given the freedom. He gave Adam and Eve. He only said, don't eat of that tree. And you know what they went and did. But He has given them the freedom. And when we misuse that freedom, we end up in sin. We end up in doing wrong things. There are many things. Right from the moment we wake up in the morning, we have choices to make. Which side of the bed should I get up? What should I have for breakfast? Tea, coffee, milk, whether, you know, chapatis or bread or some muesli or whatever you want to call it, you know, and then which clothes I'm going to wear, how I'm going to travel. You are still privileged that you are at home now. Last 3 months, you're not, and you must be terribly bored. I know as youngsters, it's very, very difficult to be sitting inside, in a room locked for so many days, not hours. I'm saying it's for so many days, but there are more things than this. Your results are still not out. And I know you all must be going through a lot just waiting for your results. It should have been out already a month back, but it's not out. And you're wondering what to do. And the choices I'm not talking are not what to have, whether to have tea or coffee or something like that. But the bigger things of life, which college should I go to? Where I should take, which stream I should go, whether science, arts or commerce, which job I should take, which person I should, what is the vocation God is calling me, where I should settle down. All this God shows, and I will tell you about my own life, how the Lord has led me in these various areas. Each of us has our own personal goals. Okay, each one has a variety of goals, and you can see this. Each one of us has different ideas about life. Some of us have financial. Some of us have financial goals. Okay. I want to be the richest man in the world. Some of you will say, okay, I want the family. I want to be a family person. Some of you want to be an intellectual. Some of you want to do work, okay, do. Some of you want to be social. I want to be the most beautiful woman. I want to be the most handsome man. Some of us are physical. I want to have those biceps and triceps kind of looks, okay, all those things. And some of us are spiritual. Now, all these goals are very good, okay? Each one of us is planning something. But did you notice something? This is like a wheel of life. If you were to outgrow in one particular area, let's say you want to be richest person in the world, you want to make a lot of money. Sure, you will, because you have thought about it, you would become financially very rich, but it would take a toll on your family life. You would have less time for your family. You would not be having social connection because you don't have time for it. You would not be able to concentrate on your physical self. Okay, because your mind is all the time working on how we are going to make that money. And finally, spirituality would die down. So you see, financial would take full 360 degrees, and all the other areas would. It's like this of a wheel, that this one area would grow out and all the others would die out. Now, is that a complete life that we would really love to have? I'm sure none of us would like to have a life like this. I came across this few ads. Okay, here was this girl who was doing a show on television. And the judge just told her, you did that step wrong. That girl took such offense that she landed in coma. I do not know her state. Here was a 25-year-old who wanted to have those biceps and triceps and taking steroids to get those. And ultimately, he lost his life at 25 years. And there was this MD of a very big company, if you have heard SAP, it is the calculation ERP, Enterprise Resource Planning Package. It's a very big package and the most sought after package in the world. At the age of 42, a fitness freak was dead. He died. What happened? Everybody had good plans. Everybody thought they were doing the right thing, but ultimately they failed in their decision, whatever they made. Some of the choices, I put this, this was a recent review which came in 2018, just 2 years back. 53% teens, young adults face abuse while dating. Our choices that we make, we think it is the in thing. But you see here, my children, what is mentioned out over here. And don't think that you are out of this wheel. All youngsters today are caught up in this area. So you are aware today, as even I'm showing you, it's like a warning for you. Be careful in this area. You think it is fun. And as I shared yesterday, it all looks very attractive. It looks all very nice. But the end result is this attempt to choke, burn with objects, rape, sexual abuse, forced sexual acts, all these kind of things. So these are the choices sometimes we make and that affects us. I want you to see this track. There are two sets of people putting up a rail track. Yeah, putting up a rail track. And unfortunately, it happens. Belinda, are you moving the mouse? Yeah. So the thing is, and you can see that when it comes to the point of connection, see how they have messed up. And this is what happens to us. God has specific plans for us. Jeremiah 29:11. And I want you to write down, I would have, if you were with me, I would have made you open the Bibles, but you can open the Bibles a little later after the session and see what Jeremiah 29:11 has to say. It tells us these words very clearly. For surely I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans for your welfare and not for harm, to give you a future with hope. And most of the time we think God is a killjoy. He's a spoil sport. He is out to, you know, thrash us or to do something bad for us. But here God's word tells us, I have plans. And here are we. We try to make our own plans. And we end up in this fashion. Revelations 3:17. You can take down this verse and read it a little later. And this is how we end up with different problems. I remember, as I'm speaking to you, I know of this lady who was studying in the Gulf, and she happened to come to for further studies after her 10th standard. She came back to India for further studies, and it happened that she fell in love. Somebody's mic is echoing. And she fell in love. Her parents came to know about it, and they rushed back and they tried to talk to her that, you know, this is not the age. Do not get into this area. It's not right for you. She said, Mama, he is the right choice for me. He's the best guy for me. And at the age of 19, she was married. At the age of 19, she was married. Within 6 months of her marriage, started her banging by her husband. He started beating her, abusing her, and doing all kinds of things. In the midst of all this drama, she conceived. And she said to herself, with the coming of this baby, things will look much brighter, much better. The moment the baby was born, this man started torching the baby with his cigarette butts. This girl had no other choice but to leave her husband's home and return back to her mother's home. At the age of 21, her marriage was annulled. Her marriage was finished. In 2 years, her marriage was finished. What happened? It was the right choice. It was the good thing she was doing. But what happened? How did it all this? She did not know the future. Then there was this man who's they were looking for a proposal for his daughter, and they saw this boy, very well educated, handsome, good job, good position, everything was good. And you know, in the Catholic tradition, usually the girl takes her baggage and goes, called as the trousseau, to the boy's side. And they did this 3 days before the marriage. And they went and they showed all the jewelry that they were, you know, going to give the girl on her wedding, or at her wedding. And after it was over, they said, they started packing up the jewelry. The boy's family said, no, no, leave the jewelry here. You don't take it. Let it all be over here. We don't want it. They said, no, we require it. We require it. They said, no, let it be over here. They came to know this family was greedy. And, you know, 3 days before the wedding, they called off the marriage. What happened? Everything was good. The boy was good. The job was good. Then what happened? We do not know. It's a choice we make. At a confirmation retreat we had for students like you, we came across a girl whose face was fully black on this side. And we thought to her, what happened? She's saying, my boyfriend slapped me, but it's okay. I'll manage. The team happened to call the mother and explain to her the situation the girl was going through. She was still willing to keep that relationship because we know what has happened in that relationship and how the girl would have been used. And she had to stay steady on that. So my dear boys and girls, it's very, very important what decisions we are making in life. I came across this statement from Muhammad Ali Jinnah, who was in Pakistan. I do not believe in taking the right decisions. I take a decision and make it right. What does that mean? I don't care what is the outcome. I will make sure that it will be the right thing for me. I will whip myself and hurt myself to make sure that the decision I have made is right. And that is where all our problem starts. How do we make a choice? And every time we make a choice, my dear boys and girls, it results in two outcomes. Either it's a success or a failure. You have these two outcomes. You know that. Even now, you are making a choice. What field I should take? Art, science, or commerce? And if you have decided, okay, I'm going for commerce. But afterwards, you're thinking, did I make the right choice? Will I do justice to this field? Will I be able to succeed? All kinds of questions are coming up. And you do not know how it would be. Now, there are different ways we all make choices. One is a gut feeling. Okay, like you're walking down the stores and you see something nice, you see a good mobile, you see a good dress, you just go and buy it and you don't even think about it a second time. And then you realize you made a mistake. It's just not the right thing for you. Okay, it may be that, okay, it works fine, but most of the time it may not. The other thing is we do a study. If you have to buy a mobile, we'll look at the pros and cons. I'm looking at buying some electronic equipment now, and I'm seeing what are the pros and what are the advantages, what are the disadvantages. And only if the advantages outweigh the disadvantages, I will not go, will I go for it. Otherwise, I will not go for it. And a third one is, I have no other option. Okay, when I don't have other option, there's no question of choice. I have to go with what is offered to me. And every time we make this, there is a certain amount of stress that comes into our mind. You know this very well. And that's why we see so many of our youth today. They are so confused. They do not know whether they are doing the right thing or the wrong thing. And when things don't work out, you see what happens to them. They have headaches, they have irritations, they become breathless. Some of them lose their confidence. Some of them get into depression. Some go into taking into drugs. Some have sleepless nights, restlessness, smoking, and all these kind of things, all because of some wrong decision. We sometimes say it is only friend company, but more than that, there is something that is more severe inside, something that is happening in the mind and that is causing these areas. We looked at it yesterday in the time of repentance. We saw this in the area of inner healing this morning, how these things are affecting us. Now, how do we make these things? How do we make these choices? And I want you to look at this diagram, my little children. Okay, not little, of course, you are young adults. This is our self, as you can see over here. Okay, this is your heart. This is who you are in all. And there are different components in this area. Okay, there is a mind, there is an emotion, and there is a will. A very simple diagram, you will understand this, and maybe when you go to college, you will learn a little more about this. We all have these three areas, and this is who you are, what you think, what you do. And what do you do with your mind? With your mind, you are thinking. Right now, you are thinking, even as I'm speaking, some of you are thinking, some of you are thinking something different, maybe. You're physically present before the phone, but your mind is somewhere else. Emotions, what I'm feeling right now. I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling happy, I'm feeling light, I'm feeling heavy. These are your emotions. I want to cry. These are your feelings at the moment. And the will is finally what I choose. And how is this will affected? You can see this over here. It is what you think and what you feel that will eventually lead you to make a choice. And this choice is manifest in action. You do the things outside. If your mind, there is a lot of confusion going on, your actions will automatically be that of anger and fighting and rage. And you will do all kinds of things. If you are sad, you will see automatically you will withdraw yourself from the world. You will keep yourself inside. You will not interact with people. So these are seen in it. What happened suddenly? Yesterday she was okay. Today she's not. She's no longer there. And this is what happens. And so this choice is made through what you think and what you feel that will finally determine what your choice is. Yesterday I spoke to you of something. Now, how is this mind and emotion affected? I remember now, just as I'm telling you, we were doing earlier we used to do even for 10 standard students, and we were doing a retreat for a 10 standard student. A girl came up and told the team, my friends have ticked me off. I'm not a part of their group. Why you are not a part of their group? Because I don't have a boyfriend. And so we told, God bless you, dear girl, that you don't have a boyfriend. God will do wonderful things through you. So don't worry if you have lost these friends. It is better you lose these friends than to lose yourself. So don't worry about these things. And I'm telling this again to the girls and boys, the actions that you do. Now, how is the mind affected? How is the mind? Who is influencing your mind? If I were to ask you, can anybody tell me? I have to ask you this question. Who is influencing your mind today? If anybody can unmute and answer who is affecting your mind today, I would be very happy to receive the responses. Today, you are exposed to so many things, but who is influencing your mind? Okay. Your mind is being influenced by the media. The media is influencing everything, every action. Today, whatever you want to do is because of the media. And today, as youngsters, you have only devices. Your devices are your new lifeline. If the devices are not with you, you are finished. It's like this. Today, I have seen my own children. If you don't give them the devices, they are nothing. They have no identity. They don't know what to do in life. And so the media is constantly, the social media is affecting. Okay, good. Everybody has. But finally, how is that media entering into your mind? Who is that source who is leading that things into your mind? And it is nothing but what I shared with you yesterday. I shared with you yesterday, Genesis chapter 3. I said, the woman saw. And with what do you see? With your eyes. And what your eyes see, they capture and they take it into your mind and your emotions, and you are driven into action. I like an ad that had come many years back of a Samsung phone. In that phone, it was like this. There was a long table, a round table, and there were executives sitting around it. And one Charlie gets up and goes to the board and says, Samsung phone, 0% down payment, 0% interest, and 0% processing fee. 0% interesting processing fee. And the next thing they show is all the chairs are empty. They saw something on the board. They saw the benefit and they all rushed for it. This is what I shared with you with those examples also just now that I shared with you. that something affects us, it comes through the eye. And the next verse, the Bible itself tells us very clearly, who is it that is affecting you? The eye is the lamp of the body. The eye that you have, my dear boys and girls, my dear young adults, is the one that creates a desire in you, and that can lead you. That can, I'm not saying all desires are wrong. Some desires are right when they come at the right age for right things. Okay. The eye is the lamp of the body. And I would like to share with you a nice story. There was this young boy who, because we are talking about the eye, who was walking down the road, and he happened to see a tree with lots, with the many mangoes on it in the orchard. And so he was really tempted to eat one of those mangoes. He went to that. Now, the eye saw the mango, but now the eye cannot pluck the mango. So he had to do something. So his feet took him to the mango tree. And once he reached the mango tree, the eye saw it, the feet took him to the mango tree. Obviously, still the mango was not in his hand. So his hands reached out and grabbed the mango tree. Now the eye saw it, the feet walked to it, the hand grabbed, but now he has to eat it. And so the mouth ate the mango tree, the mango. He ate the mango. The mango, he enjoyed. Now from far, the farmer was looking, the gardener was looking, and he saw this boy had plucked a mango. And so he came from behind and with a danda gave a strong hit on his back. Now, who actually was the culprit? The eye saw it, the feet walked, and the hand plucked it, the mouth ate it. But who got the beating? The back got the beating for no reason. Now, obviously, when the back got the reason, somebody cried. Who cried? The eyes cried. So you see the full circle. What desire was created in you brought tears to that very eyes. So the eye is the lamp of the body. And your eyes are the expression, and they tell you the kind of person you are, whether you are healthy, unhealthy. This verse goes on to tell us whether it's healthy, unhealthy. Doctors will look always, show your eyes. Why? Because from the eyes, they can make out who or how the condition of your health. Now, can we stop the media companies from giving this false advertisements? Definitely not, because they are doing for money. They are advertising features for us, all things for us, so that we may buy their product. And they are least bothered if it doesn't function up to our liking. Now, can we stop them? Definitely not. But yes, we can filter them. We can filter them with the eyes of Jesus. When you have Jesus as your master and your teacher, you can always go to him and ask him for a decision. I want to place a story before you from the Bible. It's of Abraham and Lot. You can read it in Genesis 13. It's a very long story, so I will tell the story to you in as little words as possible. Now, Abraham and Lot were together. Lot was Abraham's nephew, and they had earned a lot. They had made quite a good business, and they had earned a lot, so much so, now the herdsmen of Lot and Abraham started fighting. One day, Abraham, the old man, came to his nephew Lot and said, "Lot, why do we fight? God has given us so much. So let us do one thing." And he went up to a mountain and told Lot, he showed the entire place. And he said, "Lot, if you go east, I will go west. And if you go west, I will go east. You tell me which one you want." And Lot saw the entire land. And he saw one side which was green. There was water. There were buildings. There were people. There was a beautiful place. And on the other side, it was a desert. There was only sand. I want to ask you this question, my dear boys and girls. Suppose you were in Lot's place and you are made an offer like this, where you see one side green water, all prosperity over there, and the other side desert. Which choice you would make? 100% you would make the choice where it is green. The grass is green. And let me tell you, even I today would make the same choice. I would go for that green. Now, I want to see you to see the story, how it develops further, what happens in this story. So here it tells us, Lot looked around him and saw that the plain of Jordan was well watered everywhere, like the garden of the Lord. So Lot chose for himself the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Lot made a choice, and he thought he made the best choice. Let us see how this choice had helped him. The first thing is, we can see greed, selfishness. Now, it was the entire property belonged to Abraham, but Lot went and made the first choice. He should have offered it to his old uncle, but he made the first choice because he saw the good portion and took it. He was selfish. He thought this is the best part and that I should have it. And he took control of that area. He desired to have the best part of those lands. There was a sense of attachment when Lot made this choice. He was not looking just at that. He was doing a calculation like a businessman. If I have this place, there is water. Where there is water, there will be grass. Where there is grass, I can feed my sheep and I can sell the milk and the fat and the meat and make such a lot of money over there. And so he was attached to possessions. We also see the area of lust. Okay. Now in this story, if you read that this town of Sodom and Gomorrah were known for homosexuality. When these men of God came, the men of the village came, of the town came to Lot and said, Lot, give us those men so that we may enjoy them. And Lot said, no, instead you take my daughters. Now, which father will offer his daughters for such a purpose? But Lot was willing to sacrifice his daughters. Not only so, he also bore children through his daughters. He had children, the daughters, even their morality was affected that they had the children through their father. So much was the effect. Finally, what happened? You know what happened when they told that we are going to rain fire and brim on Sodom and Gomorrah? Do not turn back. Lot's wife turned back. And you know what happened to her? She turned into a pillar of salt. And then Abraham had to forcefully carry Lot out of this place. He was affected by culture. He lost his wealth. He lost his wife. He lost his children's morality. He returned an empty Lot. You see the choice? The grass was green. There was water. But unfortunately, it failed Lot terribly. There are many such stories in the Bible. And I'm not going to go through each one of them. But again and again, you can see this word saw, which I emphasized yesterday and I'm emphasizing today. The word saw. He saw, he coveted, he took, here she took and she hid, and there was defeat. You see these things that are happening today. Everything is because of how we look. We come across many such incidents, my dear boys and girls. Now, why do I have to tell you only of this? I can tell you about my own self. Here was God who was calling me to move to Andheri. I was born and brought up in Kalina. I lived over there and I was working, and God was calling me to move to Andheri. When God wants to use you, he will tell you the place he wants you to be. And so here he was telling me to move to Andheri. And I thought to myself, what good is there in Andheri? You know, Kalina, it's a very central place. It is Western Railway, Central Railway, Harbour Line, Bombay University is in Kalina, okay, Bandra Terminus, Kurla Terminus, airport, everything is close to Kalina. It's a beautiful place to live in, to have something over there. It's very central. What is there in this place where we stay here at Mahakali Caves, Andheri, near Holy Spirit Hospital? There's only traffic and it's very much inside from the highway. There's a lot of traffic and we get stuck. And so I thought to myself, I will not shift, but I can go and serve God. It's hardly 6 kilometers. I can do an up and down from Kalina to Andheri. And so I was over there. And then I was married. And as I was married, again, the call of the Lord came to me to move to Andheri. And I said, now that I'm married, my wife is from Wakola. Her parents are in Wakola. My parents are in Kalina. And we want to start a family. Then it is better that we stay over here. And I decided to stay back in Kalina itself. Then we were expecting our first baby, the year 2003. And we were all excited. He was the first child in our family. So we were all naturally excited. And he was to be born in September 2003. And it so happened in July, this month, in a few days from now, July 9th, 2003, when we were at work, the entire ceiling of our bedroom collapsed on our bed. Had it been a Saturday or Sunday, both I and my wife would have been finished. But thanks be to God, He saved us. But that did not change my mind. I decided one thing. I will pull down all the walls, all the ceilings, all the flooring, and make my house chaka-chak. I took 1 month leave from office and I started renovating my house. I renovated my entire house and we were ready. We were prepared to welcome our newborn baby. And there the baby came in September and we were so excited and delighted that, you know, we could do all these things so quickly. Within a week, the baby was born. We do not know. We were staying on the second floor. Rats started running in the house. Big rats. We do not know how and why. They started running and we were frightened that these rats would nibble at our baby. I held the baby close to my chest and I slept so that they do not nibble. Then there were bed bugs on the bed. There were red ants and all kinds of things started happening to us. And I was wondering what happened. But our God is a God of many chances. And He called me once again and said, now Titus, move to Andheri. And I said, okay, Lord, here I am. And I started looking for houses. And when I asked Him, Lord, what kind of a house? See, I'm talking to the Lord now. I'm speaking to the Lord. Lord, what kind of a house? He told me, buy a size double of what you are staying. And I almost collapsed because that would mean a housing loan. But in obedience to God's will, I went ahead and we got a house very close to the church. To tell you, my dear brother, boys and girls, my young adults, there was a flat I was desiring because it was facing the green, a lot of green. I wanted to have that house as my house because it would look wonderful. But today I can see that person who is staying there in that house is fed up because the neighbor above him keeps making the AC on, that so much so his full ceiling is damp. The dogs and birds below start barking and start making all kinds of noise. He's so disturbed.
Titus, can you give us a minute? There are many of you who are viewing your mobiles. Can you switch off your mobiles? We can see the reflection in your eyes. So please concentrate. Those having laptops, please concentrate. Please sit straight. Please look at the screen. Yeah, all done. Yeah, the talk is for your welfare. We have already heard these talks. It's for your good. It's a main topic for you. So request you to pay attention. Especially those on laptops are looking into their mobiles and we can see the reflections. So it's advisable you could switch off your mobile. Don't allow the devil to tempt you. Go ahead, Titus.
So here was and today I can see that person is so disturbed. He doesn't want to stay in that house. The Lord had planned a house for us and He has blessed us with that house. I took a loan. And in those years when we took the loan, there was a floating and a fixed rate. I took the fixed one for 8%. And my friends and colleagues in office went for a 7.5%. Last month, I finished the loan with 8% fixed. And those, my friends, are still paying at the rate of 14%. You see how God works when we just yield to His things. Also, it happened that I work in Thane, close to where you stay, my dear friends. I come every day up and down to Wagle Estate. My office is over there. I work over there. And my wife worked in Kaff Parade. We were in Andheri now with a child and my parents and my in-laws in Kalina Vakola. Who would take care of my child? And so I had to pray to the Lord and say, Lord, you need to give my wife a job in Andheri. And she started looking for jobs in Andheri. And it happened that a group transfer happened. The possibility of a group transfer came and she got an opportunity. And you know the best thing? Her office is just 1.5 kilometers from home. After this first child, I had 2 other children. And in those years, she could manage to come back home, feed the children and get back to office. Which office gives you that convenience? You see, one act of obedience and here the Lord did so much for me. Today for you also, it is very important, my dear boys and girls. You have choices to make. You know, and today we have come to live in such a world where we are all looking for hot babes and cool guys. You know, hot babes and cool. We want the real hottest girl to be with us. And then you are married. And then what happens? You have to keep the baby hot. You have to provide. And then you come crying. Or if this wife of mine, she is only spending all my money. She is buying this, buying that, cosmetic, clothes all the time. But you wanted a hot baby. So now you have to pay for it as well and keep the baby hot. And the girls, they want a cool guy. And the guy is absolutely cool. He does nothing at home. He comes home and he sits on the sofa. He comes and he sits and does nothing at home. No housework. And he thinks nothing. He goes, takes his bottle of beer and sits. Or he takes his Johnny Walker. And after that, Johnny can't walk. And what do? You put him to bed. Because he cannot do anything more. And then you also come crying. But see how God has his ways to bring you close to him. And this is what happens, my dear boys and girls. Each one of us is looking for to do things in our own life. Think about it when you have to choose the school or the college that you have to get admitted. That college is good. Yes, it is good, no doubt. But is it good for you? This stream is good. Yes, the stream is good. But is it good for you? Will you be able to cope up? Will you be able to see the hand of the Lord? And that is what it is. Today, you still have time for your results to come and to make a choice. And I invite you to sit before the Lord and ask him, Lord, which stream is important? Which stream should I select? Which subject should I select in this stream? And the Lord will be there to guide you. When we studied the Bible, we learned of a very important principle. It tells us, obey and prosper, disobey and perish. The testimony I just shared of my own life was when I disobeyed, I perished. I went through a lot of difficulties. It doesn't mean that I don't have difficulties, but those were my self-created difficulties. But when I obeyed, I also saw the hand of God. I saw God's blessings in every aspect of my life when I decided to move into Andheri and so many other decisions that I have taken in taking his decision as my decision and doing it. And this is what you will also see, my dear children. Now, how do we go about this? I want to give you some few steps, very simple steps. As you can see it up on the screen. The first thing is a continual prayer life. Okay, don't take this retreat just today. We started and 2 days and it's over. Then I will do what I want to do or what my friends are doing. No. Stay connected with Jesus. Chat with Jesus. Okay, you don't have to make formal prayers. You don't have to memorize any prayers. But continuously talk with Jesus. Your prayer is a chat with Jesus, a conversation with God of what's happening in your life. Tell him what is happening in your life. What happened today morning? Instead of plugging those earphones when you are going, you know, around walking on the road or doing, you can sit quietly or even if you're walking, you can talk to Jesus. So that is how you can make your prayer life very meaningful. Okay. The next is plan. Make your plans. Okay. Everybody, God has given us a mind. We have to make our plans. Plan but wait on the Lord. When I mean wait on the Lord, take it up in prayer. Lord, this is what I have decided and this is what I have been doing all these years. See what the Lord has to say. Lord, should I go for this or should I wait for or not do it? And the Lord will give you some alternatives or convey to you. Only when you are in a prayer relationship with Jesus, you will begin to hear. Now, today, yesterday and today, Brother Derek couldn't give you the word of knowledge because you are at home. If you were with us in a classroom kind of a thing in the church hall, we would have announced. And you can see how God speaks. The God telling him, the Jesus, the Holy Spirit revealing to him, so and so person is affected by such and such thing. You can see and you'll be surprised. How does this person know? It is the Holy Spirit who tells you. So also the Holy Spirit will speak to you and tell you what to do. The Holy Spirit has been speaking to me all these years. Every decision that I have to make, I take it up to him in prayer. This is what I want to do. Tell me whether this is, you know, whether it's a right, what is your view on this? And if it is the Lord says no, or he gives me another alternative, I go for it. And I've seen the benefit of making that particular, even in the area of my marriage, in the admission of my sons to school, to Catholic schools, it is a decision of the Lord. The next. Seek confirmation. Now, having realized this, you need to speak to somebody. You felt that something is being placed in your heart. The Lord is leading you. And Father Norbert also spoke to yesterday. He said how the Lord spoke to him, how the Lord revealed to him. Seek confirmation. Go to your animators or go to the priest in your parish who are active parishioners. You can go to them and tell them, you know, this is what I felt the Lord is telling me to do. And if you find that peace, then you need to do something. The next decision, you need to act accordingly. You have to act accordingly. Now, when God was asking me to move to Andheri, I chose not to act. And as a result, I faced the music. But when I decided to move, I saw God's hand and I saw God in action in everything that I did. The Lord blessed us. And this is how, my dear boys and girls, you will see blessings come your way as you begin your journey with the Lord. Use this talk, what I've shared with you of making choices, not only for your education, but also for your vocation, whether God is calling you to marriage or to a priesthood or to a single life. We do not know, but God knows what is best for you. And then how, where he wants to you to be, how you have to lead, which field to serve him, the Lord will show you. And this is how you will realize how God is working in our lives. We serve a living God. Our God is not dead. He's not made of stone. He's not an image. He is a real God who speaks. Our God hears. And even Jesus says, my sheep listen to my voice even today. And so this next picture, and they obey me and they walk with me. And this is what we are called to do, to walk in his ways. And you will automatically see every area of your life. Those first, I showed you those few goals that were there, financial, mental, spiritual, physical, family, all the goals will be well balanced. You will find a total well balance in all these areas of your life as God leads you. Amen. Let's close our eyes for a moment and bring before yourself right now these areas where you have to make a choice. Today for you is your career. It's not the boy or girl that you need to decide upon. There are still 10 years or more for that. For you, the main thing now is your decision of your education. Which field, which college, which subjects. Take it up in prayer. Spend some quiet time with Jesus. Show your interest in him. Don't make a choice based on your friends. All my friends are going to this college and to this stream and to this subject, so I will go there. You will find, I know of a boy who did the same thing, and his parents have 3 times changed him from commerce to science to mechanical to automobile, and that person has not found his proper choice. This is how it is. So to make the right choice, to make a good decision, because only God knows what the future is. The course may be good today, but 10, 20, 30 years from now, how will it help? Today, you can see most of the companies are closed down. And now, if this has happened now, it doesn't mean this is the last time it will happen. It can happen anytime. It can happen anytime. We do not know how we will sustain ourselves. And so here is the Lord giving us the word of God, the Bible, giving us an opportunity to come back to our God and to ask him, Lord, tell me what I should do. You can talk to him like a friend. As I said, you can chat with Jesus. You can chat with the Holy Spirit, and he will be there to guide you. Amen.